live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there has been another gorse fire in West Donegal, but this time a local councillor believes it was started deliberately. Gardaí are investigating. We'll hear calls for the establishment of a special task force to deal with gorse fires as they happen. The head of the HSE is defending the coronavirus testing system, saying it is among the best in Europe. Meanwhile, there are calls for the supercharging of cancer screening services as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. The focus is now going back on non-COVID related illnesses. And the government has announced a new scheme to help the fishing industry during the pandemic. Lots more to come, of course, and later in the bulletin we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. There's been another gorse fire in West Donegal, with Councillor Micheál Cullum-Galaspig saying this again points to the need for a special local task force to tackle such fires and support the fire brigade. Today's fire was close to the scene of last week's blaze, which came close to damaging homes. That blaze was accidental, but on this occasion Councillor Cullum-Galaspig believes the fire was started deliberately.
I believe that this fire was set alight deliberately, unlike the fire last week, which I strongly believe was an accident. This is a regular thing that is happening within this area, within the spot to Loch Nioran, and it's not the first time the fire brigade or the guards or volunteers had to be called out to fight these fires. That whole area is very heavy with growth. Could have caused huge damage, not just to land and to wildlife, but also to property. Looking, taking the opportunity to thank Bonnyegas Gidor Fire Brigade and the scores upon scores of volunteers that have turned out yet again. And again, I would reiterate my call to Donegal County Council to help set up a response unit for gorse fires within the area that we're talking about, or throughout the whole county, because there's a huge interest in it. We've actually, a few of us spoke today about this, and we were talking about within the next week or two to maybe have a meeting, obviously keeping social distancing in relation to setting something up.
That was Councillor Micheál Cullum-Galaspig there. The head of the HSE is defending the coronavirus testing system, saying it's among the best in Europe. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
Our testing capacity has improved drastically over the past few weeks, but the issue now is a turnaround time between being tested and receiving results. The HSE says it's taking on average 2.4 days, but many doctors and patients say it's longer than that. CEO Paul Reid says our regime is among the best in Europe.
Overall, if you just look at the testing we're carrying out in Ireland, and this is not to be defensive, we are in the top 5 or 6 countries in the EU. 27 countries. We are in the top five or six continuously.
We now have 50 test centres nationwide, 40 labs and 1,700 people doing contact tracing. There's capacity to carry out up to 13,000 tests a day, but the director of the National Virus Reference Laboratory says there's only around a quarter of that demand at present. Cillian de Gascoigne says there are signs the latest figures are moving in the right direction.
Generally speaking, We're looking at the number of cases coming down. We're looking at the number of people in intensive care coming down.
Meanwhile, Paul Reid says he's concerned about the knock-on effect the crisis will have on non-COVID patients, like those with cancer or heart conditions. From today, hospitals are beginning to carry out non-urgent surgeries, which have been deferred because of the pandemic.
Well, there are calls for a supercharging of cancer screening services as COVID-19 restrictions are eased. It comes as figures reveal no mammograms were carried out in the month of April. There was also a 96% decrease in the number of samples sent to cervical check labs in that time frame. Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson Stephen Donnelly says a major campaign is also needed to prevent an increase in future cancer cases.
We really need to supercharge the cancer services across the board now. So as soon as Neffet say it's possible, we need all of the screening services open. We also need a massive campaign to encourage everyone in the country, if they have any concerns, to go to their GP.
A document laying out plans to start easing the lockdown in England says people should wear face coverings in enclosed spaces, including on public transport and in some shops. The guidelines clarify that people can meet up outdoors as long as they stay 2 metres apart. Young children could start returning to nurseries in England from the start of next month, while ministers are also aiming for all primary school pupils to go back for 4 weeks before the summer. Cultural and sporting events will be able to take place behind closed doors for broadcast from next month. Well, earlier, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon surgeon told people in Scotland to try not to get distracted by messages from other parts of the UK. She's insisting the stay-at-home advice remains in place in Scotland, as have her counterparts in Wales and Northern Ireland. In England, Boris Johnson's new slogan is Stay Alert. Well, people who arrive into Ireland from Britain will still have to self-isolate if they've arrived by air or by ferry into the Republic. The government says it has no plans to change those regulations, despite the UK relaxing the corresponding rules on people who travel from Ireland to the UK. However, at the moment, anyone who travels onto the island of Ireland via Northern Ireland and crosses the border does not have to self-isolate. Alison Morris, a security correspondent with the Irish News, she says the different rules in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland are causing confusion.
All the experts, the virologists, the doctors have all said there has to be more monitoring of who's coming in and out of the country. There's no point in us having a lockdown here and being very strict and trying to get the rate of infection down when we're not monitoring who's coming in and out. So I do expect Stormont to make more announcements in relation to that later.
22,400 people will receive the special COVID-19 payment in Donegal tomorrow, 300 fewer than last week. Nationally, the number fell by 9,000, with €206.3 million being paid out to 589,000 people, around 8,700 of whom are receiving it for the first time. The government has announced a new scheme to help the fishing industry during the pandemic. Vessel owners will be able to tie up their boats for 1 or 2 months, starting from June 1st. The scheme could be wound down if markets here and abroad pick up. Government official Elizabeth Canavan says the industry is being badly affected by the pandemic.
The closure of many markets and disruption of established distribution channels, particularly to restaurants and the food service industry domestically and internationally, has seen market demand and sale prices drop very substantially in many of our key markets.
Internationally, the easing of restrictions in some other countries has led to fears of second surges. The Chinese city of Wuhan, where COVID-19 began, has seen its first new cases in weeks. Germany has seen its infection rate rise since it began easing restrictions. With more, here's Laura Donnelly.
Five infections have been reported in Wuhan, the highest since mid-March. China announced 17 new cases yesterday, the biggest daily rise in almost 2 weeks. In Germany, schools have reopened on a phased basis while pubs and restaurants remain closed. Irish journalist Clifford Coonan is based in Berlin.
Well, the rate of infection here has climbed over one, which means that every infected person in the country on average infects more than one person. And this is a source of concern because it's been falling very strongly. The number of new infections has been falling since early April, in fact, here in Germany.
In France, shops and hair salons are open today. Schools for younger children and nurseries are also reopening. Denmark is opening up its shopping centres. Norway is allowing some students to return to school and gatherings of up to 20 people can take place. In Belgium, lockdown measures have been eased. However, public transport is not available as bus drivers are on strike, as they say they don't feel safe under the current virus precautions.
Former Minister Eamon O'Keefe claims many Fianna Fáil members would have huge issues with forming a government with Fine Gael and the Greens. The three parties are holding talks today to see whether they can put up a coalition. The discussions are likely to continue for the rest of May, with carbon emissions remaining a big issue. Last week, Fianna Fáil councillors in Donegal wrote to party leader Micheál Martin expressing opposition to any coalition with Fine Gael. Galway West TD Eamon O'Keefe says many other Fianna Fáil members share the Donegal view and also have questions about the Green Party.
There are concerns in relation to going into government with Fine Gael because of the record for the last 9 years, which was very, very regressive in social terms, in terms of providing your basic supports to people and so on. And on the other hand, I think some people are very wary about the Greens. I think they're very sceptical about some of the Greens' policies that they believe have nothing to do with fossil fuel reduction, but have more to do with ideology.
Meanwhile, the Labour Party says it will not be joining in the current talks with Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin wrote to Labour leader Alan Kelly at the weekend asking if his party would become involved. Labour says its parliamentary party will consider the letter in detail in the coming days, but says it'll give Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Greens the space to finish their talks, noting if successful, they would command a majority. Gardaí have arrested a man in his early 20s in connection with the burglary of a house in Town Park's Raphoe last night. It was reported that a man had forced open the back door of a house at around 11:30. Gardaí went to the scene and a short time later, a man was arrested in connection with the burglary. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Donegal are warning motorists to ensure their vehicles are secured at night. It's after items were stolen from a number of unlocked cars in a residential area of Buncrana last week. Gardaí say they aren't seeking anyone else in relation to the incidents, as a person has been interviewed. People are being advised to park in well-lit locations if possible and never to leave valuables in their vehicles. The chair of the JPC in Donegal is backing calls for more CCTV in the vicinity of the park at Ballybough between Meadowbank and Dr. McGinley Road. There have been a number of incidents in recent weeks, including the setting fire to some bushes last Wednesday evening and an arson attack on a communications mast on Easter Sunday night. Residents are calling for CCTV to be enhanced as a matter of urgency. Local councillor Jerry McMonagle says there is already some coverage from the Glencar shopping centre, but he says more can and will be done.
I fully support the calls for further CCTV in the area. We have a large shopping area there which is covered by CCTV. I think it would be a good site for maybe extending the CCTV coverage that would cover the Ballybough Park area. We've had the burning of the mast, and then last Wednesday night we had one bushes being set alight in the area. And it's unfortunately becoming a place where young people are gathering and drinking, which we need to stop at, and especially at the current time.
And as you say, at this point in time, there are potentially particular dangers associated with behaviour like that. So more important now than ever, perhaps, that such behaviour, where possible, is checked.
The CCTV would allow the Gardaí to monitor that, just like they are able to monitor the other CCTV across the town. There is already electricity supply. There's an area which is already fairly well covered by CCTV, the shops, I think. We could get a couple of posts put up with CCTV cameras that would help and assist in detecting offenders and people who are gathering essentially illegally now and putting themselves and others at risk by doing so. So I fully support the residents' call, and it's something as chair of the Joint Policing Committee here in the county that I will be taking up at our next meeting and discussing with the committee to put forward an application maybe to see if we can get the necessary monies to invest in further CCTV in that area.
Councillor Jerry McMonagle. 83% of people want to continue to work remotely after the COVID-19 crisis. A new survey by researchers at NUI Galway and the Western Development Commission, involving over 7,000 people online across a range of industries, shows over half of those surveyed had never worked remotely before the pandemic. It found the top three challenges facing workers at home included not being able to switch off from work, it being harder to communicate with colleagues, and poor physical workspace. However, the benefits include no traffic and no commute, reduced costs, and greater flexibility. Dr. Alma McCarthy of NUI Galway is the report's chief author.
There was 7,240 responses over a one-week period at the end of April and into early May. And of that 7,200, 83% would like to continue to work remotely for some or all of the time when the crisis is over. So that's quite a huge number. And I suppose we're also interested in those who might have had remote working experience versus those who didn't. And 51% of our respondents, so over 3,600, had never worked remotely before. And even of those, 78% would like to continue to do so for some or all of the time. It does speak very much to the return to work safely protocol that was published over the weekend, where it's clear now that where employers can facilitate remote working is seen as a key lever to do so, because people are going to be having to socially distance in the workplace for quite some time.
It would be interesting to see a similar survey of employers to see what the quality of work and what their experience from their point of view was, because certainly a lot of people working from home are reporting that they didn't feel their productivity was in any way compromised.
That's very true. So I suppose what we have here is we have the voice of the employees, and we have quite a substantial evidence base to go on here. And you're absolutely right. It would be very nice to get the view now of employers and managers to see if they corroborate some of the perceptions that employees have around productivity. So of our in our survey, 37% of those who are working remotely report that their productivity is the same as normal, and 30% reported that it's actually higher.
Meanwhile, fewer than one in five people have reported internet connectivity is an issue for them working from home. Professor McCarthy says the broadband response was surprising.
We gathered 7,240 responses, so there was a lot of interest in the survey across the country. Only 12% of respondents indicated they had an issue with broadband connectivity, which we kind of found a little bit surprising. Of course, that is a huge concern to a lot of those roles that can work remotely, is that they have adequate broadband and internet connectivity to do so.
And that was Professor Alan McCarthy, the lead author of that report by NUI Galway and the Western Development Commission. A link to that report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. It's approaching 17 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer, and Derry City manager Declan Devine believes regionalised divisions may be the answer for a possible League of Ireland return. Devine has told the BBC that he sees three regional divisions with six teams in the North West that will include Finn Harp, Sligo Rovers and Dundalk. He has suggested that a round-robin tournament could take place with the top two going into the playoffs for a type of award or trophy at the end of the season. The British government has confirmed that there will be no professional sports, even those being played behind closed doors, until June the 1st at the earliest. They've been filling in the blanks left by Boris Johnson's light on detail speech that was broadcast last night. Premier League clubs, of course, are meeting today to discuss the next phase of their project restart. Kyle Walker has written to Manchester City supporters to apologise for breaking lockdown guidelines. The England defender posted on social media detailing how he had travelled to South Yorkshire to visit his sister and parents at different addresses, claiming he felt harassed by the media. Meanwhile, Belgium's second division side, Limoel SK, have become the latest club to be bought by the parent company, which owns Manchester City. They are the ninth team to be acquired by the ever-expanding City Football Group. As well as owning the reigning Premier League champions, the group has stakes in teams playing in the United States, Japan, Australia and China, plus others. In Gaelic games, Derry manager Rory Gallagher has told the Derry Journal the return of the club game has to be the GAA's top priority when decisions are made concerning the future of the current season. Croke Park has already stated that inter-county football and hurling will not return before October, if at all, this year due to the current situation. But Gallagher believes the association is correct to take a safety-first approach to the crisis. He says, of course, we would love to be playing, but there are lots of people with challenges much more important than that. Gallagher added the focus should be on the club game, which he believes is critical for so many communities in Ireland. Former Clare hurler James O'Connor believes the latest comments from the GAA president will give some hope that there may be some inter-county action this year. John Horne was speaking on the Sunday game last night, where he stated that there will be no return to play while social distancing restrictions are in place, and is adamant the 2020 Senior Championship must start this year in order to be played. Two-time All-Ireland winner O'Connor feels a slight sense of optimism that the championships have not been totally ruled out.
I think that was the one thing that John Horne did give last night, was a little bit of hope. I think, he's playing it, cautiously. But there's every possibility. Look at the, activity will resume at some point, before the season ends. And as I said, they haven't closed the door on the intercounty stuff either. And I mean, they have the ability to, condense the championship, run it off in a, 7-8 week period. And I think people would be hoping that that's certainly the outcome, in time to come.
The 2020 Northwest 200 International Road Race has been cancelled. The bike racing event, which was set to take place from the 12th of May to the 16th, was postponed in mid-March because of the pandemic. But organisers have now taken the decision to cancel the race for the year. They said the disruption and uncertainty around the virus has made it impossible for the race to go ahead in 2020. Next year's Northwest 200 has been scheduled for the 9th to the 15th of May. As golf in the Republic of Ireland plans to resume on a restricted basis from next week, courses in Northern Ireland will remain closed. Following Sunday's UK announcement, golf in England must be played alone or within a household group. The RNA have said that there is no change to the position in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Any possible reopening of courses in Northern Ireland will be determined by the NI executive. And finally, just to remind you, the DL debate with Brendan Devaney is back this week. He'll be joined by Donegal sports writers Frank Craig and Kieran O'Donnell. You can listen to the DL debate podcast in association with the Dry Arch Complex, Letterkenny, online at highlandradio.com this evening as from 7 o'clock. That's it for me, Oisin Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening, and our next sport update is tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you, Oisin. The Celiac Society of Ireland is to develop an alert system to help GPs diagnose the estimated 37,000 people in the state who have celiac disease. The announcement comes at the start of Celiac Awareness Week 2020. The Society is marking 50 years. It says at present, many people with the condition are cocooning at home. With more, here's Amarose Callaghan.
The new Celiac Alert will plug into the Socrate software system used by 50% of Irish GPs and will be capable of generating two types of alerts. The first, the Celiac Finder Group Alert, triggers when a patient presents with symptoms common to celiac disease, such as irritable bowel syndrome, iron deficiency or osteoporosis. It will then suggest the doctor investigates celiac disease as a diagnosis. The second, the Celiac Register Group Alert, triggers after a patient is diagnosed, prompting the GP to check family members as well. One in every 100 people in Ireland has celiac disease, a ratio which drops to 1 in 10 if an immediate family member has the condition. It is anticipated that software for the Celiac Alert will take 5 months to develop, followed by a 3-month trial before it is rolled out across the Socrates GP system nationally in early 2021.
Returning to the pronouncements by Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, in the past 2 days, and it's been confirmed that the new Stay Alert slogan unveiled by Boris Johnson last night only covers England. The phrase remains, stay home, in Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland. George Parker is political editor with the Financial Times. He says that is causing confusion and that Boris Johnson's overall plan isn't being well received.
Up until now, the so-called four nations have been trying to work together, but it broke down completely this weekend where Boris Johnson hatched this new slogan, stay alert, foisted it upon all the other leaders in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland without consulting them. They only found out about it by reading the Sunday papers. They had no idea what stay alert meant, and there's been a big falling out as a result.
And finally, MART managers are seeking a meeting with Minister Michael Creed to discuss what they say is an urgent need for financial support. They say COVID-19 has had a devastating effect on MART operations over what are normally the busiest 2 months of the MART calendar. Donegal chairperson of MART Managers Ireland, Eimear McGuinness, says they're now faced with the prospect of returning to sale yards with limited numbers. She says there are a number of issues that need to be addressed and Michael Creed must get involved.
Now that we've lost a massive chunk of our income for the year, we will struggle. And plus the fact we're going to head back into a situation where March will be in operation with limited numbers. You'll only be slouched in so many cattle. You'll only be slouched in so many customers. Probably have to increase our sale days and make a lot of changes there. The prospect of that, we'll also have to introduce, and a lot of markets in the country and the bigger markets have introduced online systems, and that's probably going to be a reality for a lot of markets into the future. But the online systems are not cheap. Probably in the short term we won't actually see it on that when open up again, but we will see it in the long term when it comes to your year end and the accounts are done and you have this massive hole sitting there and huge fixed costs to pay out. And it will be a problem. And yes, that's why we need to meet with the minister and discuss it.
You mentioned about some marts, probably larger marts, moving to online sales. Have those online sales worked in any way?
They are working. Look, it's a means to an end at the minute. Am I a fan of online sales? No, I don't believe it's the way to buy livestock. In Donegal here, I don't think any of the marts have moved down that road. But it will be a factor in the future for the simple reason, I suppose, sellers aren't going to be allowed onto the premises for a very long time. So in order to facilitate sellers maybe being able to watch the auction system and having faith in how their
you know, the customers that are there and to purchase their cattle and see what's going on. At the minute, it's all we have.
And that was Eimear McGuinness, the Donegal manager of March Ireland. With the forecast, it will be fresh this evening with further sunny and bright spells. Tonight will be cold and mostly clear to start. Temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees Celsius. Light northerly or variable breezes. There'll be some patchy drizzle near the coast overnight with mist patches possible before dawn. Tomorrow we'll see patches of drizzle during the morning, but it will become largely dry with sunny periods. Highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in light northerly or variable winds. Main stories in brief this evening. There has been another gorse fire in West Donegal. Councillor Micheál Conamy-Glaspic says this again points to the need for a specialised local task force to tackle gorse fires and support the fire brigade. He believes the fire today was started deliberately, unlike one in the same area last week, which he says was an accident. The head of the HSE is defending the coronavirus testing system, saying it's among the best in Europe. Paul Reid is also saying there will be more emphasis on other diseases, including cancer and heart disease, as the COVID-19 work eases down. However, there are now calls for a supercharging of cancer screening services across the country. The Fianna Fáil spokesperson Stephen Donnelly says there were no mammograms carried out in the month of April, and that situation needs to be addressed urgently. Well, we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 11th of May. The death has occurred of Cathal Diver, Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, and formerly of England. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. Cathal's funeral mass can be viewed at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning on the St Julian's Cathedral Letterkenny streaming services. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of John Doherty, Derry Real, Falkara. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Funeral mass in St Finian's Church, Falkara, on Wednesday morning at 11 can be viewed live via the Falkara Parish Facebook page. All inquiries to Sweeney Funeral Directors, Falkara. The sudden death has occurred of Rose Connolly, Naoimh Callion, Admiran Stranorer. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock on the Church of Mary Immaculate's Tronawler webcam. The sudden death has taken place of Katie McBride, Largan Rea, Downings. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only. Katie's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Annie Gallagher, Strelongford, Drumkeen. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Michelle McNeil Kelly, Largan Rea, Downings. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only. Michelle's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The death has taken place of Robert Moore, Cashel, Creasla. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to MS Ireland, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral directors.